And so thank you for joining me on the podcast of A Grind of a Single Mom. And I'm your host, Tisha Buzz. And here we go. So this podcast segment is Single Parent Life Redefined, right? So I think a lot of times as single parents, we don't set our goals to become single parents. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't, you know, get pregnant with the intention of having this child by ourselves with no support system. You know what I'm saying? Like, just free falling it. I think sometimes, a lot of times, we anticipate that the person that we're with, especially if it is our husband or our wife, that we're going to be in this situation together, that, you know, we have supporting people like our mom, our grandmother, you know what I'm saying, our siblings, an aunt, a godmother, a dad, an uncle, a brother, to help navigate as supporting element or supporting factors throughout the journey. I don't think anybody ever says, hey, I'm just going to be a single parent and I'm just going to thug this shit out by myself. I don't think so. I did not think that this was going to be like this. But I think that, you know, I was having a conversation with someone earlier and, you know, I can't fold on this. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it's a lot to be able to navigate. Yes, it's a lot to be able to manage and balance with a good head. My business, my children, homeschooling, you know, my mental health, their mental health, you know, budgeting, financial planning, and all of that. Not to mention, I've never did an episode on my most recent health scare, right? I haven't. I just let it go because I have other shit that I need to be doing and talking about and discussing. But that shit is scary as hell. So I don't think anybody ever says, hey, I'm just going to do this shit by myself. I think that we're put in predicaments where we don't have a choice. So now that I'm the only parent that's standing here, let me get up and let me put everything else to the side. I think that we as mothers put a lot of things to the back burner as we have children. Like, you know, I think that as mothers, we have, we have the element that we have to, not only do we, you know, have the child in our womb for 9 months or so, but now we also, for a lot of us, we breastfeed, right? And then we're the ones who go through all the changes with our body and with our emotions for that time period, for the whole duration of the pregnancy. And then after we are, you know, pregnant and that we give birth to the baby and postpartum, right? And then we're the ones who have to get now acclimated to being up all night and, you know, getting reintroduced back to the workforce and then, you know, pumping out milk so that the baby, if they're left at daycare, if they're left with a family member, that they have enough, managing whether or not we'll be able to actually take off that maternity leave or whether we have to get straight back to work, managing those things now, right? And then also not just managing those things with the new baby, but also managing if we have other children, and then managing everything within the house and our household as wives, what we have to do during that time, right? And then what our husband expects of us during that time too, because just because we have a baby doesn't mean that our husband is not going to have this expectation on us, right? So it is a lot. And it just, I thought that when I was younger, I thought that over time, as the children get older, it gets easier. But the easiest time is when they're little. It gets trickier as they become older, because then, you know, for me as a parent, I'm listening to, you know, what they think, because I listen to how my children think and how they feel about certain topics. I listen because I didn't get that when I was younger. So I ask them questions about things. I ask them questions about situations because I want to make sure that they know that I'm always open, that I'm not judgmental, that I'm definitely open to hearing how it is that they feel and what it is that they're going through, because I think that that's important. I never want my children to feel like, oh shit, I can never tell mom this. No, I want them to be like, shit, mom is the first person I'm going to tell, because I know that she's going to have my back in this situation. I know that she'll give me, you know, good feedback, not from what she wants me to do, but from an overall standpoint of what's right to do. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that single parenthood is a lot to balance, and that nobody ever says, yeah, I'm just going to just be fucking out of my mind and just come what may, I'm just going to, you know, navigate this shit by myself. I think that as a single parent, it takes a lot. As a parent, it takes a lot. As a two-parent household, it takes a lot. I think that as a single parent, it takes a lot more, because there are a lot of days that I used to second guess myself. Hell, there's a lot of days now that I'd be like, damn, did I do right? Maybe I should have, you know, did this better, or I could have said that better. There's a lot of days that I am analytical to myself. Because every quarter I do this self-analysis checklist, like a literal checklist. And I just see the things that I can improve on as a parent. You know what I'm saying? I give the children a survey just so that I can make sure that I'm just doing right as a parent. You know what I'm saying? Just to make sure that I'm covering all the bases, just to make sure that I am available. You know what I'm saying? Like, outside of me being present, outside of me having conversations with them, outside of me, you know, supporting their endeavors, outside of me supporting their creativity, outside of me homeschooling, outside of me trying public school, outside of those things, I just want to make sure that it's an open door in terms of communication, right? So I think that as single parents, especially if we're new to single parenting, like when I first started being single, a single parent, that shit was shocking. I was depressed. I'm like, how the fuck did I get here? I'm like, oh my God, like I forgot, because I was so busy catering to someone else, which was my husband at the time, that I forgot like my own personal self. And I'm going to talk about that in like another episode. Like, if you're with someone, how to keep true to yourself, even though you are supporting someone else in a relationship, like in a marriage. I think a lot of conversation is held on a woman being submissive in a marriage. And I'm not saying that that's wrong, but I'm saying that that has its limits. And so when you are thrown into a single parent situation, this shit is scary. And you're just like a fish out of water almost, because you're like, this is why the fuck I got married. This is why I thought that this would be different this way. But, it is what it is. And then you just kind of take it for what it is, and then you kind of move on it. So, yes, single parenting is hard, but you have to make sure that you take deep breaths, right? Literally. And I used to think that when people say this shit, that they were just being condescending. Like, you know, take a deep breath. Like, just chill. Like, you literally have to take a step back and just relax, basically. Because a lot of things initially are going to overwhelm you, because you're trying to figure out how to do all of this and then do it with a right state of mind, you know what I'm saying? And it gets confusing. Like, at onset, it's confusing, right? Especially if you don't have a good support system, especially if the other parent really isn't helping, and you're like, fuck, like, how did the fuck did I get here? And then over time, I know for myself, I had to realize that no one's coming to save me, that it's just basically me, and that I have to be mindful of how it is that I navigate my life from this point on. So I had to be more intentional. So I was already doing meal plans. I was already pre-shopping. I was already cooking from scratch. I was already homeschooling. I was already having a business, but it wasn't serious. Like the business wasn't serious. Like that wasn't like my bread and complete butter. You know what I'm saying? Because I was married. So now as you are an actual working single parent, it's like, oh shit, let me reevaluate how I operate. So let me make sure that I have inventory set up. Let me make sure that I have checklists set up. Let me make sure that I am doing my schedule right for how I want to run my business and that I'm, you know, present for my business. Let me make sure that I allot time out for that. Let me make sure that I allot time out for homeschooling. Let me make sure that I allot time out for checkpoints with homeschooling. Let me make sure that I have my finances set up. Let me make sure that I have my bank accounts in order. Let me make sure that the children, you know, and their health and everything is all set up and in order. Those kinds of things, those checkpoints. And it's so many more checkpoints, but you learn it as you go. And so being a single parent is not the worst thing. Like I have so many conversations with women about being a single parent. Says being a single parent is absolutely hard. I ain't even gonna hold you, but it's one of the most challenging, most spiritual, most exciting part of my life that I'm very thankful for, because my children pushed me to be better than myself. My children pushed me to think outside of the box. My children pushed me to value myself more. You don't know how many times that I'm sitting there and my children are like, you know, mom, you can do it. Like, don't worry about, you know, what XYZ says, you know, you're a great mom. Like, I'm really thankful that you're here. Like, I'm really thankful that I have you. I'm really thankful that you organize the house this way. Those kinds of things. That's important, right? Because we're so busy working and making sure that everybody else is okay that it took me a while, and I'm still in the process of doing it for myself, of checking in on myself. Like, my children have self-care days. I take them, I do their hair. I take them to go and do something, you know, for themselves. They go and they purchase something. They chill out with each other. I have so many children that I have to take them in segments so that they can enjoy themselves, but they do. And when I was going through, because, you know, I pre-plan my year in December. So I will plan my upcoming year in December for the whole year. I will plan it for the entire year. That's their curriculum. That's all homeschooling. That's me and all of my business endeavors for the entire year. And that includes, you know, their hair days, their haircut days. That includes family time. That includes any holidays. That includes any and all family meetings. That includes any vacation days. Like, that's everything. That's everything for the year. And when I sat and I looked at it, I'm like, damn, I didn't even put on any self-care days for me. Like, my 8-year-old has more self-care days than I do. And I just literally noticed that. And I guess I just didn't notice it before. I guess I just didn't care because I can't even say why I didn't care that I didn't have any self-care days. I'm like, I'm so busy between everything. It's hard for me to get a self-care day. It's hard for me to get some time out where I can chill. You know what I'm saying? And that's even with me taking, you know, days off or getting off early from my job that I own, that I built. It's hard for me to just kind of get away from that, because when I clock out of that, I'm clocking back into motherhood. And when I clock out of motherhood, I can't even clock out of motherhood. So if I put motherhood on pause, it's me doing everything else. You know what I'm saying? And so with this being year 2022, I'm going to make it a goal this year just to try to delegate some things to outside people, and I have. And I have to also realize that they're not going to do it the same way that I do it. And that's okay. That's huge. That's huge. Okay. That they're not going to do it the same way that I do it. Like if I, when I, so if I hire someone to help me with, you know, just house maintenance, I know that, you know, they may not clean the way that I clean. And that's okay, because as long as the house is clean, I shouldn't care. That, you know, they may fold a different way. They may whatever, just differently. That's okay. And I have to let go of that, right? One of my next goals, now that, you know, I've looked into that, my next goal is hiring a chef. Yes, Lord. If most of you follow my journey, you know that I cook from scratch every day. And I just need help with that. And that's okay. I have to realize that me paying someone based on their specialty to come and help my house is okay. And I'm good with that. I'm totally good with that. I don't feel like at this day and time that I need to motherfucking do everything, and I'm okay with that. And I think that as single parents, it's okay for that. I don't think that we need to be the end all for everything. I think that, you know, now, especially now that, you know, I have more opportunities, that more things are happening for me, that, you know, my children are getting a little bit older, that I have to be able to build another kind of team. And that's what I'm working on for 2022. But I think as single parents, definitely make time out for yourself. I think that you should absolutely not feel bad because you're in the predicament of, you know, being a single parent, because parenting is hard. So single parenting, hell yeah, that's going to be hard. That shit is not going to be no goddamn cakewalk. But just know that you can do it. Like, don't feel like because you're doing it by yourself that you were unworthy of love because they left. You're still very much worthy of love, right? You're still very much honored. You're still very much respected. And it's okay for you to have those thoughts and feelings, right? But it's also okay for you to know that you're able to do it, that you're able to be successful in being a single parent. That, yes, you're going to have some ups and downs. Everything is not going to be golden. But to keep your head on your shoulder, to know that you're able to see this wave through. There are waves. It's waves in parenting. Some days are going to be absolutely amazing. And some days are going to be meh. Some days, you may even have some motherfucking horrible ass days where you're like, fuck, I failed today. But that's what tomorrow is for. That's what you're communicating with your child for. That's what your child communicates with you for. Like, one of the lessons that I learned even before I became a single parent is that if I'm wrong, I'm definitely always going to open the door of communication to apologize to my child, especially if I'm wrong. Like, me being a parent doesn't make me always right. And I tell them that all the time. All the time. And if I'm wrong, I can go and tell them, hey, you know, mommy, sorry. I'm sorry because of this, this, and this. And next time I won't do this, this, and this. Maybe I should do this and this. That's cool. That's how I preface what I'm doing, so that they can know, hey, I realize what I did wrong. Maybe I should do it like this. That's okay. Because I don't want them to think that because I'm a mom and I'm their mother, because I birthed them, that I'm the guru of them. Like, yes, I birthed you. Yes, I know what you're capable of. Yes, I have instincts because me and you are connected, right? But that doesn't allow me to talk to you any kind of way. It doesn't allow me to be disrespectful to you. It doesn't allow me to, you know what I'm saying, violently hurt you. You know what I'm saying? Like, to hurt your spirit, to hurt you physically. It doesn't allow me that. And so that's the way that I parent. It is not fucking gentle parenting. Like, I know what gentle parenting is. It's not gentle parenting. It's just me being respectful as a person. Like, these are people. Like, God gives you these people for you to rear into these amazing human being. And it's a development. They're in a development process. They're in a development program. And you are the creator of this development program. And so however it is that you pour into them is how they're going to grow. So I just try to be very mindful of how I pour into my children, because these are my children, no matter what age they are. These are my babies, and I love them. And I want to make sure that they have the best possible head start that I can possibly give them, even as a single parent. I think a lot of times we feel like because you're a single parent, you can't offer them the best. Because you're a single parent, your environment gonna be quirky. Because we're a single parent, you know, we can't do, you know, the most for our children. And there are a lot of single parent homes that celebrities came out of, and they're absolutely amazing individuals. They're philanthropists. They're amazing people. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't take a two-parent household in order for you to be successful, or for you to be, you know, a faithful person or a God-driven person, or for you to have morals and values. It just takes a person. It just takes a person to realize what your potential is. You know, I wasn't necessarily raised by my mother. I was raised by my grandmother. But God has been very heavy, heavy, heavy in my life, even when I was younger. And so I just had to realize that, you know, these adults just do what they think is best. And sometimes what they think is best ain't the best. But that's why you pray. That's why you work hard. That's why you do your due diligence. That's why you treat people good. I definitely fucking believe in karma. I definitely believe that if you treat people all fucked up, that fucked up era is going to come back to you strong. And so I just believe that as a single parent, things are going to be hard, but it's not going to be something that is going to take you out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just have to pace yourself. Everything don't have to be perfect. I think that as a single parent, you need to make sure that your shit is organized. So I think that if you have a whole bunch of kids, you get a chore chart. I think that if you are starting a business, you need to make sure that your business is solid. I think that you need to have separate bank accounts. I feel like if, you know, you are single parenting it and you're trying to balance everything, I think you need to have a solid schedule. That's your work schedule. That's your homeschool schedule and everything fucking in between. I definitely think that you need to have some time and space for yourself. A lot of times now, my time and space for myself is in the morning before I get the children up, and in the evening after the children are in the bed. Like, really in the bed, like in their 15 dreams, sleep. But I really think that you can do it. And I feel like, you know, that's the purpose of this podcast. That's the purpose of The Grind altogether, is for me to show women and men, you know, just a single parent community, that yes, the shit is going to be hard. Yes, you know, things can be very heavy at times, but to know that with proper planning, just plan the shit out. Like, I'd be so heavy on planning shit. I'd be so heavy on just organizing things, just overall. Like, that's what helped me. Like, I feel like organization and just planning out things helped me tremendously with all of my kids. No, it wasn't a cakewalk. Absolutely fucking not. I wouldn't even tell you that. But I feel like the grind of a single mom is me telling you, hey, sis, come on, let me show you what I know. Hey, sis, let me show you what you're able to do. Hey, sis, let me help you to manage this. Let me show you how to build this. Oh, you want to build a business? Let me show you what you can do. Oh, you want a homeschool system? Let me show you what you can do. And you want to build your credit? Let me show you what you can do. And you want financial planning? Let me show you what you can do. Let's have conversations. Like, I feel like the grind of a single mom is me talking to myself when I didn't have much. Me talking to myself when I was confused. It's me talking to myself when I didn't know which way to go, when I didn't have anybody to talk to. It's me talking to myself getting to this point. It's me talking to myself getting to this point and being successful to tell you, yes, you can fucking do it. Absolutely, it's going to be hard. But that's even more the testimony of your faith and your commitment to yourself and to your family, to your kids. Like, this is the testimony of my faith that I can do it and that I have done it. I'm guaranteed it. And that, you know, this is, I would never have dreamed that I could, I would have definitely thought that I would have folded. Because this is just not how I planned out everything, right? But we have this saying, you know, that we plan and God plans, and surely God is the best of planners. And I'm thankful that I have this opportunity to walk this journey with me and my children, because they know that I'm super strong in faith. And they also know that whatever it is that they can put their mind to, that they can do. And this goes out to every single parent. This goes out to everybody who is by yourself. This goes out to everybody who has doubts about what you're capable of, about your artistry, about your goals, about your life, about whatever it is that you want to do for yourself. These are the ones who have those self-doubts who are eating you up every time you lay down. Because that's when self-doubt hits you. When you're getting ready to lay down, self-doubt hits you when you're getting ready to do something big and massive for yourself. You're getting ready to do a change. That's when self-doubt hits you. But you have to realize that that's not doubt. That's just the devil coming in and telling you, trying to spark a conversation with your subconscious, right? On what he doesn't think that you're capable of. But if you weren't capable of it, you wouldn't have the goal to go ahead and do it. So you have to always believe in yourself. I tell my kids the same thing, right? That so many people doubt me. Doubted me, doubt me now. So many people, oh, girl, you can't start no business with 10 kids. Girl, you can't start no business with 10 kids. Girl, you, how you gonna balance starting a business with 10 kids? How you gonna homeschool, girl? What kind of they social life? How you gonna pay the bills? Like, what, you might as well just go get you a regular job, a 9-to-5, or this and that. You might as well find you another husband. You might as well find you a boy. Everybody had something to say. No, not one person. Not one person told me that, hey, I got you. You could do it. Girl, I know you're smart. You got 2 degrees. I know you could do it. No, not one person. Not one. But I'm here and I've been here. And I'm successful. And my kids are good. And I'm good. And it's all because I persevered. So I had so many people telling me that I couldn't do it, right? I never told myself that I couldn't do it. I never allowed myself to say, oh, Tanisha, you just, maybe it's not a good idea. I never allowed myself to harness that kind of thought process because I had so many people thinking it already. I didn't need to jump on that bandwagon. I had to be and encourage myself. So as you're trying to fight self-doubt, just know that you can do it. Just step back and take a breather. You don't have to do damn 10 steps in a day. Even if you did 1 step, 2 steps, you're still going forward. You're still in a different place than where you were yesterday. So just take your time because it's not a race. Life is not a fucking race. Homeschooling is not a fucking race. You getting into your new normal, just like I had to get into my new normal, it's not a fucking race. And it's okay to take your time in the process. Just take your time and just know that as you plan out, it's cool. Just plan out how you want your life. Plan out how you want your kids to go. Plan out what you want to see. Plan out your goals. Plan out what your intentions are. Plan out what you want to do for your children. Plan out what you want to fucking do for yourself. Plan those things out and then do those action steps and then take it slow. Just go and do it. Guarantee 3-4 months from now, when you're looking back, you'll be in a different place. 6 months from now, you're looking back, you'll be in a different place. 1 year looking back, you'll be in a different place, and you'll be happy that you started. All right, y'all. Peace.